In the previous episode, I talked about several telltale signs that may be subtle of disrespect during the courtship phase. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the reasons why people find it hard to walk away from disrespectful partners. So if you're with it and you're interested, stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We talking about respect. I'm on this good old respect kick. And if you hadn't had an opportunity to check out the previous episode, please check it out, because there I talk about some signs that are kind of subtle. If you don't pay attention to it, you may not know it. And I also talk about, and it's important to understand this, disrespect, that's just kind of a gateway. Subtle disrespect is a gateway to other problems. And sometimes the way that you are disrespected is a sign, it's not only disrespect, it's other things that comes with it. So check out the previous episode if you have not. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why people find it hard to walk away from disrespectful partners. A lot of times people stay around, they stick around, and it may be you or maybe a friend of yours, right? But I just want to share some of the reasons why, and understand that it's easier said than done, which is why it's important once you see it in the early phase to keep it moving. But as relationships develop, relationships, feelings form, it's harder to detach. So it's good to catch these things early. So number one, when there's an emotional attachment, people may have developed these strong attachments to their partners or person that they're dating, which makes it difficult to let go, right? Because this attachment can be fueled by love, companionship, intimacy, and shared experiences. That emotional attachment that creates bonds, right, is kind of also hard to break when you know it's time to move away. So that's number one. And number two, another reason why a person may find it hard to walk away is hope. The audacity of hope. Hope, hopeless romantics as well, but hope for change. People may tend to want to stick around in courtships with the hopes and desires that this person will change their behavior and begin to treat them better. And sometimes that hope is fueled by promises that are constantly broken. They may believe in some cases that the relationship is worth saving and that things will improve over time. Sometimes the partner may say, "You're right. I need to change this up," and they change it temporarily to go back to the way things were. So just a hope for change and looking for the good in people. So that's number two. Number three, this is a big one. So take a deep breath. Fear of being alone. Many people may have a fear of being alone or not finding someone else who will love them. They may believe that staying in a disrespectful relationship with their partner is better than being single or alone. And if you are in that number, check out the episode that I talk about, you know, single does not mean loneliness, right? A lot of times we adopt the idea of that others placed on us or the projection that people throw our way as it relates to a person being single, especially around the holidays. People are just assume that you're over there lonely, crying under a mistletoe by yourself, when in actuality, you're living your life. So the fear of being alone is why a lot of people still stay in unhealthy and disrespectful relationships. Number four, pressure. Sometimes people feel pressure from family, friends, or society to stay in the relationship. And sometimes this pressure comes from expectations about relationships, both cultural or religious beliefs, and the fear of judgment and shame. This is very, very true of people who have, if they have children together or marriages. Sometimes people just like, I can't divorce my spouse. But that's part of the reason why people save the external pressures. And number five, which is the final one that I'll share, is financial or practical dependence. People may feel that financially or practically dependent on their mates, which can make it hard to believe. The fear or the thought of losing your financial stability, your place to live, or custody of children even, may force a person to kind of feel and remain stuck. It's important to recognize that staying in disrespectful relationships can be harmful to your emotional and physical well-being. It's important to prioritize your safety and seek support from friends, family, and/or professionals if need be. Walking away from situations that are disrespectful can be difficult, but it can also, if you walk away from it, it can also lead to a healthier and happier life down the road. At the end of the day, the goal is to preserve you and your happiness. It's extremely important that you look out for you in order to ensure that you actually not only perform as the best version of you, but also that you receive the best version of whoever you have in your life. And if they're not giving you their best, it's time for you to cut ties. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.